This is the National Public Broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, and now Imam Muhammad.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you. Thank you. We praise God. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We praise God. We thank God for our life and for this day, this wonderful day, here in our capital, our nation's capital, with the beautiful folklore movement of the international community. Addressing faith communities together. Our greetings is peace be unto you, and our religious language, assalamu alaikum. Whenever we meet together, the folklore and our association, the Muslim American Society, it is a time of joy, of great joy for us. For us, and I hope for all the wonderful, beautiful people in this audience. We prayed and we worked and we prayed again for this day here, for the concert to come from Rome. I had seen them twice perform overseas, and I wanted to have my people in our association experience what I experienced. And I'm so thankful to you for being here yesterday and performing just as beautifully and just as wonderfully as you did overseas. Thank you so very much. I don't know if you'll understand this adjective I'm going to use, but I do. I'm a chronic moviegoer. Soon I will see Men of Honors, starring Robert De Niro and Cuba Gooding Jr. I've already seen the previews. In the previews, Cuba Gooding Jr. was asked by his wife, "Why do you want this so badly?" The script has him replying, "Because they said I couldn't have it." Also in the previews, Robert De Niro puts the question to Cuba Gooding Jr. "What is it you want?" Cuba Gooding Jr. gave a gunshot answer. "To be the best, sir." As much attention that I give going to the movies, and as much as I enjoy going to the movies, without wanting to interpret script, I keep hearing Cuba Gooding Jr.'s replies, "Because they said I couldn't have it. To be the best, sir." The main focus points in the development of this presentation begins with the concept in our religion called Tawheed. Tawheed comes from the word that means one, one, wahid, one. And also in this connection with Tawheed, we have a word that means fears, the fears, the inborn fears, and one that also means the inborn hunger for knowledge. Fears also translated regard, high regard, a sacred regard. We call it taqwa, taqwa. And this is the beginning of true human existence in our religion. Before we have taqwa, we are not existing as human beings. He knows I need glasses. I forgot my glasses, but my daughter made the print large enough for me to see it. My daughter is also my secretary, Bakira. She's here. Excuse us. Thank us. Thank you. Yes, so our holy book mentions this taqwa, and it mentions also the fujur, the hunger and thirst for knowledge, as being inborn agents in our life that makes for life and also makes for progress. If we retain them in the purity that God gave when He created us. Getting back to the concept Tawheed, oneness. And that's what this meeting here is about. What God did and what God revealed. And the importance, if we want to live and continue to have life on this earth and prosper, the importance of us staying with what God did and what He gave us. The concept of Tawheed in Islam begins with man's search for the understanding of his life in the context of all existence, that is the universe, the cosmic world. And the thinkers who had this taqwa in their life and in their conscience, they came to the conclusion that this world of man and the external reality, objective creation, is one continuous whole. And it suggested to the best of our thinkers, our reverencing thinkers of all, the unity of matter and one creator, one God and Lord. This is Tawheed in Islam. And it continues, the logic continues, until it arrives at the unity and oneness of the human family. And with this, we have the words of God common to the major religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, that we all were created from one soul, and God made of it male and female, and from them twain He spread all the people, men and women. In our book it says men and women in great numbers all over the world. So this is the spirit that we come to you in today, in the spirit of faith in what God revealed and love for what God has told us. We love that we are one family. We are relieved to be one family. The belief in the family of mankind and the oneness of creation, the unity of matter that is, and one God that loved us all so much that he created all of this external world and ourselves for our own benefit, makes us happy, very happy, and relieved of racism, and relieved of all the troubles that stand in the way of our unity and our love, Kiara, thank you, and go forward. In infancy, what is true of the nature and behavior of one race is true of us all. That is to say, the Quranic description of how humans are formed and constituted apply to us all, to all people. In the Bible, it's given in a slightly different language. I'm familiar with the Bible also. But it is one and the same truth from God. The story of original life on this continent, that is our religious life and on this continent, begins with blacks having only one property of our own. That property is our human nature in its infancy or at birth. We were stripped of all properties except the nature that God gave us when he created us. And we almost lost that. In fact, many of us did lose that. But thank God, the best of us survived. For me, nothing tells my story better than my original self, or my true soul, with its hungering to complete my existence, I tried always to be as my father urged us to be, quote, upright. Upright in what my parents taught us, and demands from my original self, or of my original self, drove me to go out and look further behind the urge to benefit myself and my parents. The world of my parents weighed down on my little brain. Weights and pictures of creation, the Bible, the Holy Bible, and the Quran, the Holy Quran. I went out abstractly, not moving physically, but only in my spirit, my soul, my spirit, and my mind. I went out of that incubator, out of that controlled language environment given to my father by a non-American called Farad, a mysterious man, if not a mystic. His name is spelled F-A-R-D, but pronounced Farad. And I believe I went out to search, to come back one day, or to be in a position one day to serve my parents and the Temple of Islam, or the Holy Temples of Islam, also called Nation of Islam, and also called Black Muslims, to serve them better when I return. Not from a physical journey. And I thought the language, controlled language environment that I was born in and held in, captive in, was intended for my healing and for the healing of all African Americans, blacks, and was to serve as a source of inspiration to inspire us to seek our our best to seek the best life possible for ourselves and also to find ourselves. We were called lost, L-O-S-T, lost black people. My thirst for knowledge took me into a slow period of intense self-studies. I found myself studying the Holy Bible. I found myself studying Oriental and Eastern myths. I found myself studying American history. We were not permitted to study American history in that controlled language environment of my father and my parents. And I also found myself studying psychology, at least introductions to courses in psychology. I rested my studies in the study of the holy book, the Quran. The Quran opened a way for us, members of my community, to be here in our nation's capital for the promotion of faith communities together. I thank Allah for you, my father, and for you, my mother. At this time, I want to extend heartwarming greetings of peace, salams, to dear acquaintances of mine. But I want to do it in the name of us. So I say our heartwarming greetings to Dr. William Cardinal Keeler, Archbishop of Baltimore. To Cardinal George of Chicago, Illinois. To WCRP International President, Rabbi David Rosen. I spent an evening of the Sabbath in the home of a lovely man and his lovely wife and lovely daughters and sons, Rabbi Cornish of Israel. Heartwarming greetings. Last but you know not least, heartwarming greetings of peace to the Blessed Lady who is in our presence and who made possible this program and will be addressing us soon, inshallah, God willing. Kia Lubik.
We will return to today's broadcast after this important announcement. Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W.D. Muhammad and mail to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois 60409. And now back to today's program.
I give some quotes from the Quran now, and I think these quotes are enough to say what I want to say. In our holy book, we find the words of God saying, "The earth shall behave as though it had received revelation from its Lord." And another quote from the Quran says, "Our Lord, indeed, you are gathering the whole of mankind for a day in which there will be no doubting, no doubting." And another quote from the Quran, from our holy book, which says, "Will mankind not observe that the world was once a consistent mask, a whole, a single mask, before it was separated?" We people of faith and the world have all the help we need in this universe, in this Mother Earth, and in our own life as God created it. With the support of the Word of God, Revelation, we can continue to have increasing hopes for a better global community. The global trends in the business life, in the social life of the community, of the world community, and in the cultural life of the people of this earth are moving with man and by man's hand, but also is moving as it always did, without man and beyond man's ability to control. These factors of man's control are on our side, but not always. But as God intends it, it is always on our side, working to bring about more appreciation in us for common living on this globe and for harmonious, I quote, harmonious living. All the great faith communities, the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews, and the many others of this world are getting in step with this great phenomenon in the dynamics of life as God created it, and are getting in step with the Spirit, which we see as the work of Allah, observed in prophecy. Yes, Quran, Bible, Quran, other prophecies. A prophecy in our great sacred scriptures. And we are resting our thirst in the spirit and letter of the Quran and in the tradition, of what is called in the Quran the seal of the prophets, Muhammad, upon him be peace. Having witnessed a new America in which we African Americans and all Americans can live and prosper, Muslims in this association are readying ourselves to invest in America's life and in its prosperity, in partnership with Americans of all faiths, of all ethnicity, and of all colors. Whether we have freedom that God intended for us or not, we still have that thirst in our souls, that hunger to complete our life. Whether we have been slaves in some regions of the world or not, we all are or have been slaves in the confines of our own souls. This rising, this new rising and extending spirit that the folklore movement and this association of Muslims are caught up in because of care, devotion to the one commandment that Christians have from Jesus Christ, the Messiah, peace be upon him and his mother. We are all about what my soul knows to be true freedom. I'm not here just because I was born calling myself a Muslim or raised to call myself a Muslim. I'm not here because I chose the Quran or Islam as my religion. Before I understood what a Muslim means or what a Muslim is, before I understood what Islam is as a religion, before I understood how God wants us to be together if we claim to all be His children, I'm using this Christian language, before I understood any of that, the conditions that put so many questions in my mind, on the one side, my father's way back then, and on another side, a beautiful and an ugly America. It was those influences in my human soul driving me to see the light and to free my soul. And that's why I'm here today. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you, and we greet you with this Muslim's greeting, Islamic greetings of peace. We say Assalamu Alaikum, and we praise God, the Lord, creator and sustainer of the universe, the creator of man. And we acknowledge Muhammad, the prophet and messenger of God, servant and messenger of God, who brought the message of God to the world called Islam, or Al-Islam, best seen and understood from the pages of the sacred scripture that we follow, called Quran, or the Quran, Al-Quran. And we witness that He is a mercy to all the worlds, and we witness that He, Muhammad the Prophet, is a mortal human being, as God says in our holy book, just like every other mortal human being. He didn't claim divinity. He was not an angel, as God says. And he was an unlearned person. That is, he was not a student of a rabbi or student of a priest, a Christian priest. He had no former teacher to teach him scripture. He was lonely, and he didn't like the condition of his people living in darkness and ignorance, and he didn't like the condition in the world that was punishing the human soul. And he went up into a mountain nearby called the Mountain of the Light now, because the illumination came there from God on him, on his heart. He went there seeking solitude and seeking to know what's behind this great scheme of creation, the heavens, the skies, and the earth, and the life, human life, and animal life, and everything. So he wanted to understand. And he went there seeking contact with God, with whoever was responsible for the creation of the world. And right in line with that kind of reasoning for him, we have the reply from God to him. God responded to him, and God told Muhammad, read. First words of revelation to Muhammad, he said, read.
Join us next time for the national public broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.